The following program is paid for by the Neal Financial Group.
Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. The Money Makeover team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Certified financial planner Doug Neal, chartered financial consultant Jamie Keys, certified financial planner Tony Nafar, and your team of CPAs, attorneys, real estate, and financial pros. Now, here's your Money Makeover team.
Good morning. Welcome to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover team from Neal Financial Group. I'm Tony Nafar, certified financial planner at your service this morning, along with Doug Neal, certified financial planner. Craig Montana running the studio for us. Let me pop out our 800 number. Lots going on this morning. We'll update you with markets and what's going on. Some good news in some of the markets this morning. We'll take a look at that. Also some good news, better news anyway, in the oil and gas sector, believe it or not, in some ways. But in others, there's still some pain around, and we'll talk about that. Also, get yourselves girded for some more volatility. That's going to be right around the corner.
Yep.
In both, right now.
Both directions.
Yep. So we got you covered. And, of course, if you've got questions, let me give you our number. It's 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. You know, I was just looking at the markets here. They're still going upward.
Yep. See, that's what we talked about, the volatility in January and February, how scared everybody was, because it was just a huge roller coaster ride. And a lot of people were trying to tell you, stay calm, stay invested, keep your strategy there, because right now you have a high probability of being positive.
So those of you who said, I'm panicking, I'm freaking out, I'm getting out, did you do that back in 2008, 2009?
Yeah.
See, look for repeat patterns with yourself. There's some psychology involved here.
Yeah, the biggest thing that we would like to let you know is get your strategy together. What are you trying to invest for? What are you saving for? When do you need the money?
Yeah.
What kind of expenses do you have? Because there's lots of different financial products out there that can do different things. You just have to find the ones that fit what you're trying to do.
So, again, you know, take a measured look, step back, take a breath, and you're welcome to come by, bring your 401k statements or your IRA brokerage, whatever it is you've got going on. Bring those things in with you, old insurance contracts and annuity contracts, anything that's a financial thing that you're interested in and maybe even concerned about. Please go ahead and gather your stuff together if you haven't got it all ready for tax time and make that plan to come in and have that free review.
Yeah, because that helps. It will help get your focus together on what you're trying to accomplish and also help you sleep a little better at night, because for most people, a lot of their funds are in their 401k or IRA. And so how do you have that adjusted depending upon what's going on in your life? If somebody in their 40s invests a whole lot different than somebody in their early 60s.
Oh, yeah. So are you on track the right way? Just looked at somebody who is not invested the right way, and this individual is getting ready to retire in just a few months.
Mm-hmm.
Ouch.
Yeah, ouch.
Yeah, there are some things they can do. And, again, time is a-wasting. Go ahead and make that time to come by. When we come back from the break, I'll give our office phone number for you, by the way, in case you want that. In the meantime, though, if you want to call us, want to ask about what kind of stuff you bring with you, I've had questions about that. Well, I want to come in for that free review, but I don't know what to bring. Okay, fine. We'll talk about that. If you have specific questions, you've been watching whatever you're investing in, like your 401k or whatever, and you're needing to know more about what's going on, how you're invested, what does it mean, got a few minutes for you right now. During the station break, if you're shy, your voice will not be on the air if you call us now. So here's our number to do that, 800-332-7879, 800-332-7879. 79, Tony and Doug and Craig Montana will be back right after this with more Money Makeover Show.
It's easy 'cause of you. Save on Lazy Boy recliners at Schleider Furniture in Brenham during the bonus coupon sale. Over 100 Lazy Boy recliners, sofas, and sleepers are in stock now and ready to deliver. Save hundreds on the most trusted name in recliners, Lazy Boy, made in America. Genuine Lazy Boy recliners are as low as $379. Schleider's has leather Lazy Boys, large Lazy Boys, small Lazy Boys, power Lazy Boys, and more. For a limited time, leather Lazy Boy recliners start as low as $569. We will deliver free to 50 miles on purchases of $500. Schleider's has a huge selection in stock to choose from for fast, free delivery of Lazy Boy comfort. Schleider Furniture in Brenham beats big city gallery prices every day. Save now. Save on Lazy Boy recliners at Schleider Furniture in Brenham during the bonus coupon sale.
Schleider Furniture Company, with quality furniture and Sealy mattresses for your comfort.
Quality.
Hello, Washington County. This is Samantha Bithbiaut, a sophomore at Burton High School. Burton is very proud of all of the students who competed in academic UIL this year. Sophia Lehman, Wesley Fairley, and Macy Holt competed in literary criticism, and Sophia is advancing to the regional meet. Kendra Markowski and I competed in spelling. Jason Diodato competed in math. Callie McGinley competed in number sense and calculator applications. Morgan Rollins competed in headline writing. Go Big Red!
The Burton ISD is proud of their students and welcomes you to the Cotton Gin Festival going on in Burton this Saturday.
The LaRoche dealership gives folks like you the respect and service you deserve. LaRoche treats people right, giving their customers great deals on new and used cars and top-notch service after the sale. Plus, LaRoche has the vehicle you want, whether it's a work truck, a luxury ride, or an economical car with a low price and great gas mileage. Local merchants are your friends and neighbors and need your support to keep Burnham's economy strong and growing. LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac, your local dealership on Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Los Cabos Mexican Grill has one-of-a-kind dining experience. Eat in their comfortable dining hall or enjoy the big-screen TV in their full-service bar. Having a party or meeting? Bring your guests or business associates to Los Cabos and use one of their spacious private dining rooms. They also offer catering delivered to your special event. Choose fajitas, steaks, chicken, or seafood entrees. View their full menu online at LosCabosBrenham.com. Los Cabos Mexican Grill and Steakhouse, open at 11 a.m., 7 days a week, in Brenham, on Highway 36 South, across from Walmart.
We're celebrating the opening of our new Temple location with huge savings at WCT Outdoors in Brenham on select Bad Boy Mowers on April 15th and 16th. Receive up to $200 credit toward your purchase of handheld equipment or accessories. Stop by Friday, April 15th for food and refreshments courtesy of Bad Boy and take a test drive. WCT Outdoors in Brenham has a huge selection of Bad Boy Mowers to choose from. Stop by WCT Outdoors on April 15th and 16th in Brenham for all the great deals. Check it out online at WCTOut.com.
Excludes MZ models. Offer valid April 15th and 16th. Only.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team from Neal Financial Group. That's NEAL Financial. Office in Central Texas in downtown Brenham on Main Street, just across from the courthouse. And also another office about a mile and a half from the Galleria area in Houston on St. James Place and San Felipe, roughly. Yep. Big old Marathon Oil Tower, that pinkish red granite building.
Yeah.
Right there in the corner.
I don't know how many stories, 40, 50. Oh. It's
big.
And then Schlumberger's across the way.
Mm-hmm.
And then Weatherford's down at the end of St. James.
Yeah, we don't have any trouble with finding out what's going on in the oil.
No, we don't. Traffic's a little bit lighter there now.
Yeah, I wonder what happened with that.
Yeah,
I was, you know, looking at an article in the Houston paper, in the Chronicle. And this was Sunday, the 3rd of April, and it was talking about rental space being more available and possibly being lower priced in some sections of Houston, including the Energy Corridor. And we're seeing large, large companies that are either cutting back on their square footage or not renewing a lease there and maybe downsizing.
Or just have an empty space willing to sublease it.
Mm-hmm.
The Energy Corridor, for those of you who aren't too familiar, is out Interstate 10, roughly between the Beltway and the Grand Parkway. That's a general area, because most of the oil companies have settled out there, put their home offices or their main office out there.
Well, and
or
a lot
one
of them
anyway.
Yeah, I was going to say, a lot of them, of course, that's a huge development up in the Woodlands area, too.
Oh, that's right.
Exxon and some of the other biggies up there. Yeah. And
they built 22 buildings.
Yeah.
Exxon on the campus, and now a lot of those are empty.
Well, they're not exactly full up. So, again, you know, it's not the 80s, because we, thank goodness, are more diversified in our economy in the Houston area. But it's still tough, because you've got global companies who are based here.
Yeah. That goes back to what you said earlier, Tony, about history. You know, we've been through this before, where there's a glut of building going on. Also, same thing as in apartment buildings. There's a... I travel on Highway 249 around Tomball in spring quite a bit. And the building apartments galore, four stories. I mean, they're like 400 or 500 units, and they're just going up left and right. Well, apparently there's not enough people to fill them up. But they already started the construction, so what do? You can't just stop.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, if you've got your contracts, you've already put your earnest money down, you've already got everything going, what do? You have to go ahead and fulfill things, because that could be even more costly.
Yep.
And hopefully you've just got a bankroll there waiting to absorb a few months' worth of time.
So we've been through this before. It's a cycle where it's overbuilt, and the economy's down a little bit. So, okay.
What?
I got one from a client listener who's talking about, when we're talking about oil companies, says, don't forget about Southwestern.
Oh.
Southwestern Oil. No,
yeah.
They're downsized a little bit too, but we're fortunate enough that the people we work with there did not get retired early.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, for those of you who may be looking at possibly something like that, try to make some plans ahead of time. You are so much better off if you have your ducks in a row, you know what you're going to do, you know what's going to happen. You've already made plans.
Yeah, I had that conversation last night. We're at a meeting, and it wasn't donut hour. It was fried food hour, I guess.
Okay, out in your neighborhood somewhere.
Yeah. And a guy was talking about, we asked him how his work was going. He said, well, he's looking again now. He had been unemployed for a while, and he got a job, and he was doing well. But now his company's winding down their contracts with a larger company, and once the contract's up, his job is pretty much up. So he's starting to look now, and that's what you're talking about. You start looking, get your the ducks in a row, your expenses, whatever it happens to be.
Well, and the other thing I've talked to a lot of people about, and a lot of the guys and gals who are going to have a little earlier departure from their companies they're working for than they thought, a lot of them don't know that if they're age 55 or over, when they separate from service, they can have access to their 401k plan and be able to make withdrawals. Now, if it's pre-tax money, you're going to have to pay taxes on that. That's going to go into your ordinary income pot for taxes this year for 2016. However, you mess that up if you roll the whole thing out to an IRA.
See, two good things about that is, one, you can take the money out at age 55 versus an IRA, which is 59 and a half, and you don't pay a penalty. And in theory, the taxes shouldn't hurt you too much, because if you're unemployed, you have no paycheck, so your taxable income should go down. But that's something people don't – you hate to tap in it for living expenses, but when things get tight, okay, you can get it. You can get your hands on it at least.
Well, and here's another little tidbit that we've been seeing, and that is that many times these companies, oil and gas related in any way, or engineering types
that are
of things,
auxiliaries
right?
that support the oil and gas industry.
Right. They like having the more seasoned employees around. They just don't want to pay the benefits package for them.
It gets expensive then, yes.
Yeah, they don't want to dish out another $10,000, $20,000, $25,000 or more per year. So what they're doing sometimes here, and you might want to, if you're possibly facing this, just a little birdie telling you, you might try and negotiate something where you will do contract labor.
Yep.
1099. They will no longer have to pay benefits for you unless they want to.
Or Social Security.
Or
Medicare.
That.
They don't have to match any of that. So
they don't have to match your 401k anymore.
Yep.
All right. So, again, you can maybe work a deal where you are now your own boss. You make 1099 income. Now you can create your own retirement plan and a bunch of other things.
Yep.
But you can pick projects that you want to work on, for instance, or time frames you want to work in, et cetera, because they want to have those experienced people. Because if they're having to hire in newer people who don't know all the ropes, we had somebody who is an engineer and knew how to draw all the stuff that they needed.
Yep.
On CAD CAM or whatever you call that. So he knew how to do it, and a few of his colleagues did, and management hadn't really thought about that.
Now they said, we need a 10 or 15% reduction.
In our workforce.
Okay.
So, yeah, they were going to lay these dudes off, but
nobody
realized we don't have anybody to take their place that knows everything.
Yep.
So you could make yourself a really good deal. I'm just putting it out there, whoever you may be.
It's worth the conversation to have because we've seen a lot of that, and this is not the first time we've seen that. Last time the oil went down, same thing happened again.
Mm-hmm.
You see a lot of equipment sitting on the side, and what do? Well, that expertise you just can't grow out of college.
Mm-hmm.
And so make yourself valuable on that one. But the best thing you do is get your finances in order before that happens.
Mm-hmm.
So just in case it does, you retire early. You know where your paycheck's coming from. You know that your expenses are down. And you got that taken care of. It won't be as scary.
Yeah. So it's a little planning, a little thought, and you may end up having something you can really do. I worked on a scholarship committee a couple weekends ago with someone who had just retired from NASA and worked with him on doing the student interviews for scholarships. And he said, well, I've spent a long time at NASA, and he just was retiring from that. And I said, so they didn't ask you to even work part-time? And he said, well, I just told him I really didn't want to. Now, that's always an option, of course.
Yes.
That's not your thing, and we have other clients, too, that have said, nah, I don't care what you're offering me, I'm not doing it. But again, do take advantage. Know that's a possibility, and you could still make yourself a nice, sweet deal and still have an income.
Mm-hmm. Because that comes down to that free review and the planning.
Yep.
Where's your income going to come from, and what kind of expenses are you going to have? Also, I know we've had an annuity company or insurance company did surveys and did that. One company shows that the great majority of people who retire spend more money in the early years of retirement than in the later years.
Mm-hmm.
So they have a product that produces more monthly income on the front end and less on the back end. And that makes sense. When you're in your mid-60s or early 70s, you travel, you feel better, you go out Friday nights, you're dancing, you go do things. But when you get to be in your late 70s or early 80s, most people, not all of you, I know we've got a lot of firecrackers out there in their 80s, but you tend to stick around home more.
Mm-hmm.
You don't travel to a river cruise in Europe or South America or things like that. You kind of hang around the house. You don't even visit the kids so much anymore. And so you're not spending as much money. So you need to take that into effect that there are products out there that can help you do that. We're going to be talking with a couple tomorrow in Houston that they have all their investments in ETFs, exchange-traded funds. They have no idea that there's other things out there that will help protect their assets and give them a guaranteed income stream. They don't know because that's not their business, but at least they're planning ahead. I think he's three to four years out. He's asking, what if I retire in 2.5 years? What if I retire in 3.5 years?
Mm-hmm. Can I do it?
Yeah, can
what
I?
What will my lifestyle be like?
Correct. And can we build a new house? Or do we need to sell the old house first and then the new? Asking questions. And that's great because now you've got time to do that. Well, you got a paycheck coming in.
So, again, now's a great time. Let me give you that office phone number. It's 979-836-2903. Even if you just want to call us at the office, chat for a little bit, we can at least give you a couple of ideas or you know, put some seeds in your brain about how to think about things and proceed. Better if you can come in and we have more time to sit down. It is a free review. Sharon is there. She can take your call now, 979-836-2903. That's 836-2903. You know, I was looking at your little handheld device here. Everything's in the green.
Yeah, Dow Jones is up 128 points, which is basically 0.75%, and so the S&P is the same thing, and so is the NASDAQ. S&P is up over 2,075, and the Dow Jones is at 17,844. So they're at back at the levels before January and February roller coaster ride. So the it just gets your strategy together, and then you'll sleep so much better. Because things, here's something that will help you not sleep so much.
Oh, goody. Okay.
What if there wasn't enough chocolate in the world?
Oh, that would be a disaster.
The world's taste for chocolate is growing, and there's a, I guess there's a chocolate consortium. I didn't know there was one. I'm not a big chocolate lover, but my wife is. By the year 2020, they predict that the demand will rise by 30% more for chocolate than it is today. And the reason why is that emerging markets like India and China have more people with rising income, so they can buy more chocolate things, which are in a country with a lot of people, that low-income people, that's luxury. And so the demand is increasing while the production is decreasing, which is kind of scary to me. I didn't realize that 60% of the world's cocoa comes from the Ivory Coast. It comes from Africa. 70% of all chocolate comes from Africa.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
So They're worried about that one.
Okay.
Oh, that here's the group. So what happened here, there was a CME group, which I'm not sure what the CME stands for, but they launched some new financial products. You can buy future contracts and options on chocolate and cocoa.
Okay.
And on the European exchange, I would kind of not get into that unless your specialty, the best, just buy it. But that's...
Just go to the store and get your chocolate.
Yeah, go to the store and get your chocolate.
Yeah.
But the number one producer of chocolate is Ivory Coast. The second is Ghana. And then it drops in half by Indonesia, Nigeria, Cameroon. And then we come into Ecuador, Brazil, Peru, Dominican Republic, and Colombia. That's where the world's chocolate comes from. And so... all kinds of economic things affect
the world. if you got land in Texas, you might want to investigate.
See, can you
what
grow
does it take to grow
cocoa beans?
Cocoa beans, right?
Yep.
Yeah. That could be a growth,
so that's
growth
your,
market there.
So that's something that you can worry about at night. Nighttime is where you're going to get your next chocolate fix from.
Yes, indeed.
Or
well,
plan for it so you can have enough money to afford it when the price goes up.
There you go. It's supposed to make you feel better, too. It does something with your pheromones or
yeah,
I don't know
it
what.
It does.
Whatever it is. Coming back, we want to help you feel a little bit better by knowing a little bit more about some of these. We get questions about this all the time, so we come back to this here and there so you get to know a little bit about some things that might help you make some plans, especially those of you who are coming up on age 66. Are you going to be 66 this month? You, your spouse?
Or have already turned 66 this year.
Yeah, you're already 66 or older. You need to hear something here. It has to do with Social Security. We're going to put the word out again because we've only got a couple weeks left for you to take action on something if that's you. So we're going to go over that. Plus, take another look at the markets and also talk with you a little bit about insurance and annuity contracts. What can you do with those if you don't think you need them anymore? Don't be so fast to get rid of them. We'll talk about that and why right after these messages. You got a question in between? Here's our number, 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. Call us now. Craig will put you right through while the commercials are playing. You can talk to us in private on the Money Makeover Show.
baby, then there wouldn't be a single thing we couldn't do. We could be married.
Looking to earn college credit in less than 3 weeks? Then try a mini-mester class at Blinn College. With a wide variety of courses offered on campus and online, the mini-mester doesn't have to interfere with your break, and it definitely won't break the bank. Blinn's mini-mester courses are a fraction of the cost, and most transfer seamlessly into your university degree plan. Take a class you need for your transcript, or simply try something new. Register today at blinn.edu. Blinn College. Proven.
Hey ladies, do you suffer from hair loss? Stop in Merle Norman Spa and Wigs to see their selection of beautiful wigs with new styles arriving daily, including longer styles. These quality wigs look great. Plus, there's a comfortable and private area where you can try on the various styles, and the ladies at Merle Norman can assist you in choosing the style and color that suits you best. These wigs are great options for thinning hair or complete hair loss. Look and feel beautiful. Visit Merle Norman Spa and Wigs in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham today.
Do you need a tune-up? Is your check engine light on? Take your car to Myers Garage. Need work done on your brakes? Take your vehicle to Myers Garage. Myers Garage is your general auto repair center in downtown Brenham. Not only does Myers offer tune-ups and brake service, they also can help with the air conditioner that's not cooling and many other general auto repairs. Is your diesel running rough? Myers also offers diesel diagnostics. Just call Tommy or David at Myers Garage at 836-6741 or stop by their location at 308 South Baylor in downtown Brenham.
Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center and Traditions Hospice invites all seniors ages 65 and over to a get-together. Sip and Gab on Wednesday, April 27th at Max Donuts. Dine-in only. Come sit a while between 8 to 10 a.m. and enjoy good company with fellow seniors while you sip great coffee and enjoy a breakfast sandwich or kolache. Max Donuts is located at 1901 South Market Street in Brenham. That's Sip and Gab on April 27th for fellowship and breakfast. Compliments of Traditions Hospice and Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center in Brenham.
United Rentals has the equipment you need for just about any project. They rent and sell everything from forklifts and backhoes to hard hats and duct tape. Over 600 types of equipment, plus contractor supplies. The best part is, United Rentals employees will go the extra mile to help you get the job done, whether you're a major contractor or a weekend do-it-yourselfer. Visit your local branch in Brenham at 2700 Highway 290 West or call 979-836-0960. United Rentals, consider it done.
Racing to get home may get you there a bit quicker, but it comes at a cost. It's going to take you longer to stop. A whole lot longer. Braking distances increase rapidly when you exceed posted limits. Failure to control speed is a leading cause of crashes in Texas. So don't hurry when you're behind the wheel. Be safe. Drive smart. This message sponsored by the Texas Department of Transportation.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team from Neil Financial Group. I'm Tony Navarre, Certified Financial Planner Professional here in the studio, along with my colleague Doug Neil, Certified Financial Planner Professional. Of course, Craig Montana is almost a professional at money management. I think he's listened to us now for about 10 years.
Yeah.
So he knows how to talk about all this stuff. The point for you guys listening is, first of all, we thank you very much, our loyal listeners. And secondly, do take advantage of being able to come by and just talk things over. It is a free review. We are not kidding about that. We usually give you some paperwork to take with you, like how to figure out your net worth, what do you own versus what do you owe. Bottom line is your bottom line. Yeah.
Yep.
Also, paperwork on what kind of materials and stuff do you need to gather before you go to an attorney to look at doing wills if you don't have them, or maybe updating your wills and trusts.
Right. It helps save time in front of the attorney. There's things to gather before you go talk to an attorney about your will.
Mm-hmm.
What are some things?
Yeah. Yeah.
So there's things that people don't do very often in their life that we see weekly, monthly. And so that's why you go to a professional. I had somebody come in. I was talking to somebody the other day, and their life has changed. Their family's grown, whatever. And I said, for your taxes, go to a CPA. because they'll do it all right for you the first time. Yes, you're going to pay for it, but get it done right the first time, and then maybe the second time, and if everything stays the same after the first and second time, well, then maybe you can do it the third time until they change the tax rules again.
Yeah, watch out for that one.
That's the hard part, is because things like that come up and bite you because they change the rules. And that kind of leads to this next topic where they changed the rules and didn't tell anybody until they had changed them.
Yes. So we want to make sure that you know about this. Now, it's not going to affect everybody, but you have to turn age 66 by the end of this month, you and your spouse, all right, in order to still do a file and suspend and be able to let your spouse take 50% of what your benefit is. So that is going to go away as of May 1st.
Yeah, that law was passed back in November when they did the budget thing and they snuck that in there. And so if you're 66 already or going to turn 66 before the end of the month, you need to file, and if you want to take advantage of that file and suspend strategy with Social Security, you got to get it done by the end of the month. But if you're already on Social Security, doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's right.
It doesn't bother you. You don't have to do anything on that one.
But again, you and your spouse have to both be 66 at least before the end of this month in order to be able to do
this. No, I think it's just the one who's going to suspend their benefit has to be 66 because he can file, or the person can file, suspend, and then the spouse, when they turn 66, can take half of that.
Did I misspeak? I'm sorry.
Yeah, they can half of that.
Half of the spouse, yes.
In case they're in, if one's 66 and one's 65, it's the key is age 66. That's the magic number.
Well, and my suggestion is, since we have such a great Social Security office here in Central Texas, right in Brenham, not a real busy place, so you can go in there. I would advise that you make an appointment, but a lot of times you can go in and sit down and take a number, and they do get to you, and you can go and discuss that with someone.
Yeah, the key is magic number 66. If you're already 66 or going to turn 66 before the end of the month, you need to get down there and talk to them. But if you're already past 66, doesn't matter. If you're already on Social Security, doesn't matter. If you're already, you know, if you're 63 and have already started taking Social Security, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But it does for certain people. My brother's in this bracket. I called him up last month to make sure that he did, because that's what we had planned to do. We planned to do that file and suspend strategy for he and his wife. And then they changed the rules, so I just want to make sure he gets it done.
Now, and remember, this is the file and suspend strategy with your spouse being able to take 50% of your benefit, all right, while you're letting your benefit grow by 8% a year from 66 to 70. It's a big deal.
8% return.
Yeah. And this is a different thing from something else that sounds kind of the same, but it doesn't have that deadline facing you right now. If you were born before January 1, 1954, it's something called a restricted application. Again, check these out with the Social Security folks and make sure of, just make sure that you're going to get everything you need to get.
If you're 62 or older, once you become 66 years old and you file for benefits, and your spouse then, once they turn 66, can have a choice of half of your benefit or their own benefit, whichever is larger. So that rule didn't go away, but the magic number again is 66.
And I always like to, while we're talking about Social Security, I always want to point this out. Whoever is first on getting their Social Security benefit, if you file at 62 and you have a spouse, remember that, especially if your benefit's going to be higher, you're going to be cutting back on your spouse's benefit if you die first.
Because your benefit's reduced 25% when you take it at 62.
Yeah, if you're not at full retirement age, you're going to be cut back.
And that never goes away. That 25% of the benefit doesn't ever come back again.
So please consider that, especially if you're the primary breadwinner, whoever you may be, male or female, in that couple. whoever passes away, if that is the primary breadwinner who has the bigger benefit, and you've filed and collected your Social Security earlier than full retirement age, you're going to be relegating your spouse who survives you to whatever your reduced benefit is going to be.
Half of that. Yeah. Half of that reduced benefit.
No, you get the whole thing.
Oh, that's right.
Because
they passed away.
If they passed away, yeah.
That's why you need to talk to Social Security office. There's
so
little
if you're
details.
Really going to get, you know, $2,500 a month and you file early and you're going to get $1,900 a month or something, remember that that benefit is going to continue on for your spouse who survives you.
That reduction in benefit, yep.
Ouch. So please consider all those things. Really good idea to do the right kind of planning with someone who knows, and we do Social Security planning along with the rest of the financial planning for people,
mm-hmm.
because a lot of our income comes from that.
Yeah, especially a lot of retirement income.
Yeah, so don't forget about that. And if you are in the retirement age zone, 62, 66, maybe getting between 66 and 70, should you take it already? Should you not? We had somebody who asked us the other day. They were still working. And they were 67, and they said, I don't know, you think I should take it? Do you need it? Well, no. Well, then, why not wait until you're 70 and add 8% a year for the next couple of years?
That's like if you could go down the bank and get 8% on a CD and let it sit for 2 years, would you? Yeah, 8%.
Yeah. And so, remember, the spouse benefit is going to be based on what your benefit is if you're the primary larger breadwinner, and if you postpone it, get that 8% a year added between 66 and age 70. Remember that if you go first, if you pass away first, your spouse will get that higher benefit that you were getting.
Yeah, lots of little nuances there that make a difference on retirement planning, income planning. Because also, when you take that Social Security check, it bumps your income. And your Social Security, if you make more, I think it's $44,000 jointly, Your Social Security becomes taxable income. You got to pay tax on it. So if you don't need it, why pay tax on it? Let it grow 8% tax-free, I guess?
Yeah. So anyway, just a thought. And again, if you want to come in for the free review, you want to discuss any of this stuff, we can show you the rules and regs and all that stuff too, and maybe how that fits in with the rest of what you're doing or planning to do. And again, our office number is 979-836-2903. That's 836-2903.
We got a couple minutes for the next break here, and I got just a few small items here.
Mm-hmm.
Those of you who are under the TRS or Teachers Retirement System or even the state retirement system, they send out a quarterly newsletter, and you need to read it. One of the things they said on the back page, apparently there's been some scams coming around.
Oh.
That certain organizations have sent out postcards, email messages to members asking for personal information so that they could prepare retirement estimates for them. You know, just like we're talking about Social Security retirement estimates, well, groups with similar names to the TRS promise information on taxes and benefits and so on, but they're not associated with the teacher's retirement system. Also, no one will come out to your house from the TRS, Teachers Retirement System. Apparently, there's been visits to individual members' home trying to get them to help them with their retirement planning.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, they're just trying to get you to either invest your money with them or sell you something because they don't do that. And TRS does not release names, addresses, or information to other professional associations or external parties. And TRS staff members do not make home visits. So if that is something that's being presented to you and it looks like TRS, it's not. Give them a call. I mean, it's on the quarterly newsletter. They got phone numbers. They got things. And most of the time I've worked extensively with a lot of people that retire under the TRS, you usually go down 5-6 months before you think you're going to retire, and they'll go over the benefits with you. You make an appointment, you go to Austin, and you sit down with them, and they'll go over all the different situations and choices that you can make. And then once you get that information, that's when you come in for your free review, because they give you 5 choices, and once you pick that choice, you can't undo it And so we can discuss the ramifications of your different choices when you take that retirement package.
Yeah, because we do ask you about what else is going on in your life.
That's right. Or what's going on with your Social Security benefit, because there's different ramifications on that one.
And some people have some, or their spouse has Social Security benefits. TRS, things work differently on that. But again, know what your options are. And again, the free review, our phone number, 979-836-2903. That's 836-2903. Well, I said I would talk a little bit about long-term care. And I get asked more and more about that when I go and do 401k plans for various employers. They are now looking at their workforce and seeing some people kind of getting gray around the temples. And they're going, hey, you know, maybe we should be offering this or talking to people about this.
Well, a lot of the employers are thinking, I need it. So, if I can get it, the business can pay for it then.
Yeah, the business may be able to do that. But ins and outs of it on a personal level as well. Because some of you don't have it and maybe you're in an age group. We'll talk about what age group you need to start thinking about this with, by the way. All right, and why. And then what are your options? Because some of those things have changed. I want to make sure you know. Got questions in between? Here's our number on the radio program. So call us now, 800-332-7879, 800-332-7879. Do that while Gloria Gaynor is singing her disco stuff here. And by the way, if you know who Gloria Gaynor was and you danced to this, you really need to be calling us.
Or at least listening about long-term care.
So again, our number, 800-332-7879. We'll be here waiting for you on the Money Makeover Show.
Michelob Ultra is more than a superior light beer. It's taking in all life has to offer, like catching a wave or biking a long trail. And when you're done, you reach for a cold Michelob Ultra. Fewer carbs, fewer calories, more to look forward to. Michelob Ultra. Long live the Ultra Life. Enjoy responsibly. Michelob Ultra Light Beer, 95 calories, 2.6 carbs, 0.6 grams protein, and 0 grams fat per 12-ounce serving. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Mike Hopkins, distributor, invites you to the Burton Cotton Gin Festival this Saturday.
Las Fuentes Mexican Restaurant is a little taste of Mexico in Texas. They offer a full menu with all your favorite entrees, plus daily lunch specials from 11 to 3 with free chili con queso. Kids 12 and under eat for only $2.99 on Thursdays from 5 to closing and all day on Sundays. Las Fuentes has an indoor playground, an outdoor patio, and a party room for large parties. It's the perfect place for your get-together. Las Fuentes Mexican Restaurant, 201 Highway 290 East in Brenham. Open 7 days a week with karaoke on Thursdays.
Do you need a new roof or a new room? Call 979-830-0734. Latco Construction Company Incorporated has been in business for over 30 years. And whether you want to build a new home, add an addition, or just need a new roof, Gary and the experts at Latco Construction can do the work from start to finish. Latco Construction offers residential and commercial building plus sawmill services. Call 979-830-0734. For a fun time this weekend, head out to the Burton Cotton Gin Festival on Saturday, April 18th in Burton. Latco Construction Company. We'll see you there.
Want to have some fun? Then get over to Rob's Fun Center at 1308 Highway 290 West in Brenham for the latest in side-by-sides, ATVs, motorcycle, and personal watercraft. Rob's Fun Center has complete lines of Polaris, Yamaha, and Arctic Cat, plus a full-service shop that's capable of doing everything from routine maintenance to complete rebuilds on the brands they sell and on competitive brands. Find out more about Rob's Fun Center at 979-836-2700. Have fun on a motorcycle or ATV from Rob's Fun Center in Brenham. Quality sales, parts, and service.
Plants and Things in Brenham invites you to their Customer Appreciation Days Thursday through Saturday, April 14th through the 16th. During these days, they'll have great deals like seasonal color mix for $3.99 each or three for $10. 4-inch herbs and vegetables are $2 each, and 6-pack vegetables are on sale at $2.50 each. A 6-pack of bedding plants, including marigolds, vincas, and impatiens, are $1.99 or get a full flat for $10.75. 6-inch geraniums are $5.99 each or two for $10. All grapes and berry plants are buy one, get one free. Packaged pecan trees are $29.99 or two for $50, and 5-gallon fruit trees are $29.99 each. These deals are good Thursday through Saturday only. Special on Saturday will be free sausage wraps and drinks. Plus, visit with sales reps on site for advice about your lawn or garden. So mark your calendar for Plants and Things Customer Appreciation Days this Thursday through Saturday. Plants and Things on Highway 36 South, just past FM 109. Open weekdays from 8 till 5:30 and Saturday till 5.
When it comes to something as important as your fresh water source, you want only the best. Choose Washington County Water Well to install your gravel-pack residential or commercial water well. Call 979-836-6189 today for a free estimate and complete list of water well drilling services for your new or existing well. With over 30 years of drilling experience, Thomas Bilski and his team are focused on providing superior service, quality products, and name you can trust. Washington County Water Well is your licensed, insured, experienced provider. 979-836-6189.
Join KWHI on Saturday for the annual Burton Cotton Gin Festival and Parade. There will be tours of the old gin, food booths, arts and crafts, children games and activities, and musical entertainment all afternoon. Our broadcast from downtown Burton is sponsored by Burton Park Project, Ladco Construction, Blue Bonnet Electric, Burton State Bank, DDM Pipe and Steel, and the Texas Cotton Gin Museum. Tune in to KWHI this Saturday, April 16th, for the Burton Cotton Gin festivities.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team from Neal Financial Group. Hey, stop by our website. Great information there, plus podcasts of our fabulous broadcasts. We have topics listed on them and all that, and you can tap on those and listen to your heart's content. And what is our website, Doug?
MoneyMakeOverTeam.com. That's MoneyMakeOverTeam.com. Also put up there a weekly market commentary, one of the articles from the research departments that we access to. We post what's kind of going on for the week. Mm-hmm. So you can just check it out each week. I think we just had one come out yesterday. I'm thinking Brent's got it up on the website already. Mm-hmm. If not, he'll have it up before we get back to the office. So,
yeah, we do try to keep you up to date. We have a lot of research sources that we utilize, both for our clients and for all of you listening on the program. So free of charge, nobody will call you, cookie you, bug you, send you 5 million emails, come over and all that stuff. We don't do that. If you want to come and talk to us or see us or ask a question or whatever, that's up to you. So no harm in going and getting better educated about financial stuff, how it works, whether it's college funding plans, what wills and trusts do, what kinds of things to watch out for with long-term care, all those types of things, and so many more, all right there at your fingertips at MoneyMakeOverTeam.com. Also, you can shoot us an email. We do answer questions. Or if you want to come in for your free review, you can say, hey, I'd like to come by on this date or that date, this particular time frame. How about it? And we'll correspond back mm-hmm. and forth and see if we can make our calendars match. We have gotten more calls and more inquiries about long-term care options. They're not the same as they were years ago. Things have changed.
A lot of companies have gotten out of the business of long-term care.
And those of you who either have family members or maybe you, if you have traditional long-term care policies, nothing wrong with having those, but some of you have seen some huge premium increases.
Mm-hmm.
So you got a choice, cut back your benefits or pay more money. Ow.
Yeah. So then that's okay. If you have it and you're not healthy, you better keep it.
Right.
Because that's why you bought it, if you're not healthy. But on the long-term care policies, there's lots of variables on those. Now, there's two methods to provide long-term care, three methods. One is you pay for it out of your own pocket till all your money's gone. That's one method. The second one is you buy a long-term care insurance policy, either on you or a joint policy on you and your spouse. Or you do an alternative to that. You get a life insurance policy or an annuity that have that a clause in there that allows the cash value and or death benefit to be used for long-term care tax-free. So those are the three ways to take care of long-term expenses. And if you're to be eligible to draw on any of those, it's 2 out of 6 activities of daily living in Texas. State of Texas Insurance Board said, okay, there's 6 activities of daily living. If you can't do any 2 of them, then your policy will kick in because then they say you need long-term care.
Now, it can be at-home care?
Yes.
Right? Or assisted living types of arrangements, different levels of care, or institutional care in a nursing home. All right, so, and also there are all kinds of other subgroupings of those, but the bottom line is that there's more than one way to do this. Now, what I like for some people, and a lot of you don't know about this, and we do want to make a point of this because it's not well publicized, and that is you can use what I call repurpose an existing cash value life insurance policy, possibly, or an annuity, all right, and those can sometimes be used to create a long-term care funding mechanism.
Yes, an old annuity or an old life insurance policy will not have a great, probably in all likelihood, does not have that paragraph in there saying it can be used for long-term care benefits, because that didn't kick in until 2006.
Well, it took a couple of extra years, too, before it actually became
that
official.
Was, 2010 official. Is when it became official.
Right.
So if you had an annuity before 2010, is for all likelihood, didn't have that clause in there. Mm-hmm. But there is a section in the Internal Revenue Code that says you can exchange one annuity for another annuity with no tax consequences. So if you had an annuity that started out with $50,000 and it's worth $150,000 now, if you cash that in, you'd be paying tax on $100,000 of that gain. But if you moved it from that $150,000 annuity to another annuity that has that clause in there and now start drawing it for long-term care, tax-free.
Mm-hmm. So rule of thumb on that, don't just do away with something or start activating something until you know your alternatives, especially in the long-term care arena. There may be something you already have that you can turn into doing that if that works for you. Again, if that works for you. It has to be the right thing.
That's why you come in for that free review. You can find out, does it work for you? Or is it better to get a policy?
So know your options. That's the whole idea. Again, our phone number, if you want to come by for the free review, please do. And we will take good care of you, and we'd love to meet you. 979-836-2903.
See you back here on Monday.
The show you have just been listening to is sponsored by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at neilfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.